Thank you very much. And according to that digital clock up on the wall, it is 11 p.m. here at WMFO, and you're tuned to your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford, and it is time for Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on.
According to that very same digital clock, it is 11:03. Although if I wait 2 seconds, I can say it's 11:04. And you're tuned to your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. It is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am not Belinda. But still, even though I am not Belinda, you're still going to get two of the silliest hours of programming imaginable. You can count them on your fingers. 1, 2. And if you have more fingers than that, you can count more. We might go late. Who knows? I doubt anybody's following us. But it is two of the silliest hours, and around the midnight hour or slightly thereafter, we'll do the weekly radio obituaries, where we say farewell to those who've passed in recent days and weeks. And it's only weeks. We've caught up here. We're no longer months. That's a good thing. And that's be coming up a little later on. But between now and then, it'll be Christmas silliness, because tis the season. But there's the calendar to get to as well, and there's this to get to as well. Yes. I am not Belinda. I can use backing music, especially on such a festive occasion. So, the calendar to get to. Belinda wanted me to remind you that you got to get polled by December 27th for the annual radio obituary retrospective, where we go through all the radio bits from the past radio obituary year and calculate your votes, and then we have the retrospective of the ones that you want to hear again, and that'll be happening on December 29th. But the votes have to be in by December 27th. So if you need to cast your vote, you have to go to bit.ly/2018obits. Maybe I'll have Lady D put that up on the Facebook page. For those of you who are out there on the Facebook chat group, sharing along with all the fun as we do this here radio show. And then on January 12th will be the annual Bee's Knees, where Belinda picks all her favorite tunes from 2018 and brings them to you. That's coming up in the future. We are in the present. And it happens to be Christmas weekend, essentially. So, for the walk, what am I going to do as not Belinda, but a silly Christmas show? And radio obituaries. Stay tuned. Hear it. Your freeform radio station. It is WMFO in Medford.
Santa's shop, the elves, they is awakin'. One is working extra hard, his name it is McGuigan. He's early an hour or two, gets the coffee perkin'. Make sure that it's all done right, nobody's jerkin'. Say, come on, boys, we got to make about a million toys. Got to paint one red, paint one blue. Paint that one over there, blue too. Say, come on, gents, we got to get the job done. On Christmas Day, we'll get our pay. Right now, we's under the gun. Hammers flying and sawdust too. Toys they was a-making. McGurkin, he was working too. Cooking up some bacon.
Bacon.
Santa, he dropped by at night just to see what's shaking.
Shaking.
He put his eyeball on the toys to see what he'd be taking.
Taking.
Said, come on, boys, we got to make about a million toys. Got to make a plane, make a boat that's sure to float. Say, come on, gents, we got to get the job done. On Christmas Day, we'll get our pay, and then we'll break and have some fun. And the saws was a-buzzin',
buzz, buzz,
and the hammers pounding,
pound, pound,
and the paint's a-slappin',
slap, slap,
and there's a lot of elbow grease,
grease, grease,
and Santa was a-laughin',
ho, ho,
and the elves was sweatin',
sweat, sweat,
getting closer and closer,
closer and closer,
about a million toys. He says,
come on, boys!
Up the sled, the big day it was coming.
Coming.
They was whistling while they worked, some was only humming.
Humming.
Santa, he was pitching in, the weather it was numbing.
Numbing.
McGurkin grabbed his old banjo, he was quite adept at strumming.
Strumming.
Says, come on, boys, we got to make about a million toys. We got to load this here, load that there. Load these two, they's a pair. Say, come on, boys.
Got to get the job done.
Later on, we can party on. Right now, we work till dawn. And the elves was a-working.
Work, work.
Loading up the sled.
Load, load.
And the sled was a-rocking.
Rock, rock.
And Santa was ready.
Ready, ready.
Reindeer was snorting.
Snort, snort.
So he cracked his whip.
Crack, crack.
And off they went.
With his sack.
About a million toys.
He says, come on, boys.
Somebody snitched on me, so I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. I put a tack on teacher's chair. Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. Me, I did a dance on mommy's plants, climbed a tree and tore my pants, filled a sugar bowl with ants, somebody snitched on me. Oh, yeah, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. Visit me because somebody snitched on me. Next year I'll be going straight. Next year I'll be good. Just wait. I'd start now, but it's too late. Somebody.
Who's that coming down the chimney with a bag over his shoulder? It's him! It's him! I thought he wasn't coming!
Where's the silverware, little boy?
In a dining room, like I told you.
And a jewelry?
Same place as last time. How about my cut?
The usual?
The usual. Join me on a chorus, okay?
Why not?
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but bad.
Have a good season?
Excellent.
Okay, you guys, he's here. Okay, come on, Dan, go, go,
dashing
go, go,
through
go.
The snow on a one-horse open sleigh.
We're going now, we're going now.
We
go.
Laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride, say, a sleigh dog today. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Big go. Laughing all the way. Bells and bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle.
Day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and rank, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and then we got upset. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now the ground is white, go it while tonight, singing this sleighing song in a bobtail bay, 240 as a speed. Hitch him to an open sleigh and crank, you take the lead.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse open
Japan.
Who are you,
and
dumb?
Who the heck eats Tide Pods? A shame this trend began.
Wow, such a
I'm
shame.
Sick of Fortnite dances and web trash of all kinds. And we're all leaving Facebook behind.
Facebook behind.
On to Instagram, yes, now our minds. But it's not hopeless now. There's always more to say. Olympians, you global talents on display.
Sing
floor. Ernest Michael, sing the Gloria, 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 Gloria. More people recycle.
No, wait.
Fascism is spreading faster. La 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 la. Government famine, a disaster. Num 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 num. No more numb. Children locked up. Nuclear clashes. Fa la 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 la. Car crash breaks in Boston. Brazil's museum is now in ashes. Fa la damn it. La 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 la.
Prince Harry got married. Black Panther was a smash hit. And all 12 boys and coach were pulled from the case. So many more women succeed in holding office. And the queer eye guys are awesome. The queer eye guys are awesome. If we have nothing else, at least the queer eye guys are hot. Bless. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. You're looking more the young people of this world have shown they'll lead the way. But the world we're giving them to use grows warmer every day. We launched a sports car into space and the raccoon made it to the top.
To the top.
The existential dread and fear, oh, will it ever stop?
Now.
2019, my friends, for 2019. Let's try not to be total dicks in 2019.
The world is dark, but tonight we are going to bukkake it with joy. It is a half hour slathered with tinsel and trees and carols and skating and celebrity cameos. Your hearts are gonna swell with goodwill towards your fellow humans if it is the last fucking thing I do. Because Christmas time is special. Am I right, Dan?
You sure are, Samantha B.
It's the least terrible season of the year. The news cycle slows to 11th gear. This legislative recess, a perfect time to de-stress. No senators to call, so just fill up on alcohol. Yes, Christmas ranks in good times as the first.
As the first.
All other times this year were tied for worst.
Tied for worst.
Now all the votes are tallied and all the rallies rallied.
This season all is bright and all is calm.
When even neo-Nazis visit Mom. Ladies and gentlemen, the abolish ice skaters! Vladimir and justices who just like beer, so let's enjoy ourselves while we still can. Cause Christmas is a season we can stand. Please welcome the Philly Flyers mascot, Gritty. We couldn't get the costume rights, but that's the guy inside. Cool, huh? Yeah, neat.
And the angel said unto them, behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And it's a good thing he was born in the city of David and not the city of Donald, because Trump would have probably have said, Savior of mankind, more like loser of mankind, and thrown him and Mary in jail. You know what? 2018!
Okay! Let's focus on the great joy! It's Christmas!
Yay! If my friends ever gets his way, then even though I won't be gay, let's throw ourselves into some sweet Noel's and grab
this Christmas season.
Forget the lies and treason.
And grab this Christmas season by the jingle bell.
Call the number on your screen to donate to KIND. Oh my God, we're doing a Christmas special!
Jesus was a man.
Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near.
Simon, naturally. Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
Alvin!
Okay.
Want a plane that loops the loop?
sing it again.
Yeah,
let's sing it again. What do you mean, overdo it?
We want to sing it again.
Yeah, it's pretty. Why can't we sing it again?
Yes, we can.
I guess we can sing it again.
Such was the technology back in 1962, slowing down the tape deck to sing chipmunks in normal slow pace and then speeding it up. Well, that's what happens when you slow the tape down. Too bad I didn't think of that. Dr. Demento thought of doing that way back in the early 80s, I believe. And you're listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am Nut Belinda, bringing you silly Christmas music for a little while, along with Lady D here helping out. She's doing the Facebook chat group thing. Oh, we had a couple of new things in there. I know we don't usually do callbacks on Bubbles in the Think Tank because so many of you are following along in the Facebook chat group and seeing the playlist online as it's being posted up there on spinatron.com. But we had a few new things in there and got some of you chatting out there on the Facebook chat group. There's the Clone Choir with an honest Christmas song for 2018 and Sam B's The Least Terrible Season of the Year. Both of those just coming out within the past week or so. A little late, but very topical. We're going to carry on with some of the silliness for a little while longer until we get to the radio obituaries. So stay tuned. I think I have a pseudo public service announcement here for you about the season. Let me get that queued up here.
And now, this important holiday message brought to you by a prominent civil liberties attorney.
This Christmas, as you exchange your gifts, share your holiday feast, build that snowman, snow person, sing carols, sip on hot cocoa, and huddle around the fire, you should remember one important thing. You see, being a civil liberties attorney, I'd like to remind you that when you have a warm and happy holiday season, you are, without a doubt, offending someone somewhere. Thank you.
Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine and she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
Oh, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh, yeah, man. They were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Well, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, man. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man, they had so much class, you know, like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck, ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile, it was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, LA, Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more to Santa Claus.
And this would get the reindeer off, man.
Mean, and he's not lean. His affairs are always strictly hush-hush. A skilled professional must keep his whereabouts at times discreet. Know what I'm saying? His team of reindeer are highly trained here. They get the job done with a minimum of fuss. Mistakes are bad for business, says the man called Father Christmas, a.k.a. 00 Santa. When you sleep, he'll be watching you. And when you awake, he'll know that too. He's got piles and piles of files to help determine your worth. After that, he'll track you to the ends of the earth. And enter without knocking to fill your Christmas stocking with goodies, gifts, and presents and such. A bowl of fruit, a log of cheese, the new release from Judas Priest, unless you've been a beast. To leave him a snack, he's always happy to put down his sack. Your Santa loves his goodies, and unless I'm mistaken, Santa takes his eggnog stirred, never shaken. Now if you're no good, it's understood. You can bet your secret Santa has you sussed. You're a naughty boy or girl with an evil plot to fool the world. You better not, or you might find no toys under your tree this time. If you see him on his holiday, stay out of his way. He's got a license to slay,
double O Santa, double O Santa Claus, double O Santa Claus, double O Santa Claus, double O Santa Claus. Dear Santa, I know it's Christmas time again. How I love to sing the song.
Man in glasses conducting a small choir. Meanwhile, high in the Swiss Alps, two elderly Scotchmen munch on a rare cheese.
Wonderful stuff, this, Agnes.
Aye, it's wonderful stuff.
I'm standing in the entrance to the main tent. Immediately behind me, the festivities have already begun.
On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive a riff in an open G. On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive two Telecasters and a riff in an open G. On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive three French maids, two Telecasters and a riff in an open G. On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive four quarts of Jack, three French maids, two Telecasters and a riff in an open G. On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive 5 pints of blood. 4 quarts of Jack, 3 French maids, 2 Telecasters, and a riff in an open G. On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive 6 packs of Camels, 5 pints of blood. 4 quarts of Jack, 3 French maids, 2 Telecasters, and a riff in an open G. On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive 7 hypodermics, 6 packs of Camels, 5 pints of blood. 4 quarts of Jack, 3 French maids, 2 Telecasters, and a riff in an open G. On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive 8 joints of burning, 7 hypodermics, 6 packs of Camels, 5 pints of blood. 4 quarts of Jack, 3 French maids, 2 Telecasters, and a riff in an open G. On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive 9 lines of snowing, 8 joints of burning, 7 hypodermics, 6 packs of Camels, 5 pints of blood. 4 quarts of Jack, 3 French maids, 2 Telecasters, and a riff in an open G. On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive 10 teeth remaining, 9 lines of snowing, 8 joints of burning, 7 hypodermics, 6 packs of Camels, 5 pints of blood. 4 quarts of Jack, 3 French maids, 2 Telecasters, and a riff in an open G. On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive 8 skulls of ringing, 10 teeth remaining, 9 lines of snowing, 8 joints of burning, 7 hypodermics, 6 packs of Camels, 5 pints of blood. 4 quarts of Jack, 3 French maids, 2 Telecasters, and a riff in an open G. On Keith Richards' birthday, he was happy to receive 12 days awake, 11 skulls are ringing, 10 teeth remaining, 9 lines of snowing, 8 joints of burning, 7 hypodermics, 6 packs of Camels, 5 pints of blood. 4 quarts of Jack, 3 French maids, 2 Telecasters, and a riff in an open G.
True love gave to me 12 pies of throwing,
11 heads of budding,
10 knuckles broken,
9 hairy yanking,
8 shams of leaping,
7 sandwich eating,
6 mm-hmm. ears a twisting,
5 more slaps,
4 fingers twist.
Guys,
lucky boy,
the stupid machine ate the tape. I'm gonna see if I can fix it.
Oh boy.
Listen, if I can, you guys, I can book time tomorrow. Can you come in?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to ask Helen.
Look, I got to get this done. I'm sorry about this.
I'm available.
Yeah, so it's okay?
Hey, pal, I got 2 words for you, and guess what? They ain't Merry Christmas.
Buddy boy.
I got a life, you know.
It's not his fault.